much smart and sass, queens of concrete savannas. We know rice fields, we know layaway. We, graduates of sweetness and sorrow. Step, step. Only black girl English spoken here. Yo, we tell the whole truth and nothing but.
With a bit of a twist mixed with every sense of excellence. Damn, I'm glad I came, right? Glad they now know my name. That words exchange, so safe. Give a new meaning and giving brain. That's knowledge with no polish. Just being honest and acknowledge. So you can swallow all your profits. Cause we give more than our wallets. Hold it, hold it, hold it. You mean in actuality, there's a place in this galaxy where I can live like I was born free.
Welcome to our land, welcome to our land, welcome to our land. Black girl genius, black girl genius. Do all that you can, cause we got the plans. Welcome to our land. Black girl genius, black girl genius. I give you my hand, united we stand. Welcome to our land. Black girl genius, black girl genius. They misunderstand, we a different brand. Welcome to our land. Black girl genius, black girl genius.
Black girl navigators and pioneers, stars and galaxies just inside our chests. Dreaming bridges and levees that will hold this time. Step, step. Our head wraps curl into hoodies, waist beads and keychains. Our new black girl jewelry, grandmama's hands paddled up here. We are black girls coming ashore. Step, step. Bathed in the music and moving hips of black girls. We come in peace.
Transformative spaces. Rearrange your placement. And if you don't like what they saying, then just stand and make your statement. Ain't no hate involved, it's all love. That's always and forevermore. There's some your ass ain't seen before. Game bad is the jumping beat storm. This sense. So what you saying is only speech. We ain't just saying, we really teach. Then we put action behind every beat. Too much of defeat, who has not for sweet? Be who you are, don't take that leap. Your heart is safe and so to keep. Black girl, she ain't seeing this in a week. Thank y'all.
Welcome to our land, welcome to our land, welcome to our land.
Black girl genius,
do all that you can, cause we got the plans. Welcome to our land.
Black girl genius,
I give you my hand, united we stand. Welcome to our land.
Black girl genius,
they misunderstand, we a different brand. Welcome to our land.
Black girl genius,
We tell the whole truth and nothing but the black girl truth. Step, step.
Hello there, Weftland. You're listening to Smile Politely Radio, where smilepolitely.com is, of course, the place to go for everything local, like arts, food and drink, music, news, culture, opinions that are diverse and interesting to read, some great photography over there, the occasional little video clip. Smilepolitely.com. This is Smile Politely Radio. I'm your host, Sean, and I'm joined by my co-host, Rebecca. I had to say it slowly so I didn't get him confused. Switch around again. Our opening track was Our Land. That was, of course, Truth off of her Eve EP. And our guest today is Saskia Bakker, the founder of the infamous, famous Undercut Collective. Either or. I'm not sure which you would prefer. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Weft.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what Undercut Collective is to get us started.
So why I started Undercut Collective was because as a teen myself, I realized that although Champaign-Urbana is a very, there are great opportunities here for teens in general, but there were so many shows that I would want to get into, but I can't just because they're at Cowboy Monkey or High Dive or Canopy Club or some places that I would either need to be 19 or older or need a parent to get into. And so there's so much local live music that I'm missing out on. And if I really wanted to go see a concert and have to drive up to Chicago, spend like $20+ and it's a lot of work. So what Undercut does is we try and provide local shows that not only kids are allowed to get into, but that they feel comfortable in, an environment that they feel comfortable listening to live music and enjoying it and discovering more local love, because I never stop hearing there's nothing to do in this town from my fellow peers. So I'm just giving, I want to give people something to do, something to broaden their horizons, and because live music is an experience that is irreplaceable, and I wanted to be able to, I think that everyone should be able to experience it.
So could you tell us a little bit about how you started Undercut Collective? Like, what was kind of the process for getting this off the ground? Because it sounds like it's kind of quite an undertaking to coordinate a lot of bands for performances, you know, and all these shows.
Yeah, so it started winter 2013. I have always been someone that comes up with so many ideas and never really goes through with them. Like, ever since I was little, I'd have idea after idea after idea and plan it all out and never go through with them because I never had the means to. So this just started as one of those ideas, and then it blossomed into something more. I was like, wait, this can actually happen. So I had the idea. I talked to my mom about it. And it's changed a lot over time. But it generally had the same premise of just having kids being able to get into shows with live local music. And we got connected with Lindsay Barr, who is in Wicked Walls. I've been a friend of hers for a very long time and friends with her daughter. And she connected us to Nathan Landolt, who owns and started Air Records, which is an all-ages music venue. And so I started talking to Nathan and Lindsay, and we talked about doing our first show at Era Records because it was already all ages. There would be no problems with people bringing in alcohol or anything because it was prohibited. And so to start out my first show, I mean, I've definitely blossomed a lot since then, but we had We the Animals, Terra Terra, back nice. When it was Emily Otness nice. And the Weekday Warriors. So that was, and then Juan Choppa, I think. He was a solo artist. I don't. but so we had, that was March 28th, 2014. And it was my, it was my 14th birthday. So I had just turned 14 on the first Undercut show. And we had Amy Ellie reading poetry. And it was just a great show. And a lot of my friends came. Looking back on it, it was, not a ton of people came, but I was really proud of what I was doing. So since then, it's just been a lot of emailing and connecting and getting my name out there and getting our social media out there and just letting people know who we are and what we do and why we're important.
So behind the scenes, besides yourself, who else makes up the collective? Like, do you have like a team, like a hitting the ground out there?
You have that. Interns, don't you? So yeah. Many you interns.
So the collective part is something that we kind of struggled with because I wanted it from the beginning to be a collective because I think it's important to have kids kind of join together and make something happen. So it is a collective in the sense that I have two or three other people helping me with things such as putting up posters and taking money at the door and dealing with expenses and all that stuff. And I really want to expand more into the schools and into other teens and have them help me out more. I started Undercut, and sometimes I personally have a little trouble like giving up control. So I think that's something that I'm going to have to work on, is like saying, okay, here, you do this and you do this, and I'll just sit back and let you do it. But so that's something that I've been wanting to expand, especially in this upcoming year, is having it be like a teen collective, mm-hmm. actually.
So you mentioned earlier that you hear often from your friends that there's nothing to do around mm-hmm. here. I mean, in your opinion, like, what are they saying that, like, there is to do, I guess? I mean, is it just, like, high school football games
yeah,
and go home?
Yeah, that's something that, like, when my mom and I talk about it a lot, we always
do they live in a hole?
We always bring up the fact that, like, kids are stuck on a Friday night going to a football game or going to each other's houses or driving around listening to music, which is what I happen to do sometimes.
Those are all very Midwestern
and
things.
I absolutely hate football, and I've been to so many football games, and I still don't know why. And it's just because on a Friday night, you have nothing better to do. And so that's why just having I think kids just don't know about the great local things. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go down to cafes, I explore around downtown, I've been to all of the shops, I've made friends with, like, shop owners and mm-hmm. everything, but kids nowadays just, I mean, ever, kids,
they, it's I not know, just it's nowadays.
Like, they just don't do that, because it's something they're unaware of, and I think Undercut being catered and directed specifically towards the teens, spread through, like, social media that teens use, and through just people knowing each other, like, I tell my friends, they tell their friends, just kind of word of mouth through the teen community, through the high schools. I think that's just letting people know, like, here's something you can do that you've probably never done before. You can come to Undercut, you can see live music, you can get a little local love in.
I think that's actually really interesting that you were describing it like that, because when I was reading about Undercut Collective in advance of the show, that's one of the things I was really thinking about is, you know, like, given that this is a college town, everything is geared like 21 and up for the most part, and there are a lot of experiences that I really value in CU that are sort of blocked from people who are younger, so I'm glad that you kind of talked about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So could you tell us a little bit about, you know, thinking of teens who also not only, I'm assuming, want to see music, but also play music. Could you give us a little primer on the local music scene in terms of high school bands? Like, what kind of bands are there? Where do they perform? Performers that you're aware of that are fascinating to listen to?
Yeah, so I know of most of the high school bands out there, but honestly, a lot of them are stuck performing. Yeah, they're stuck booking their own shows. Either at Air Records or Exile, or I've seen a couple at the Iron Post, but that's also a bar. And honestly, sometimes the only opportunity kids have to perform is at Battle of the Bands. So there's some bands that, like, we've had a couple shows before, but I mean, we did Battle of the Bands, which just is like, yeah, yeah. So. What I try to do is, and most of these teens, they just have their band or themselves in another high school band, but they don't get a ton of people coming into their shows. So I try and match up high school bands with, bigger name headliner bands, from local shows. So people come and they see the high schoolers and they get the opportunity to perform with, like, we had one girl doing a solo performance with Elsinore as a headliner, and that was her first show. She got so many people coming in to see her, and she's like, that she's advanced so far since then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break again and play another track. Keeping it a little more local this time. However, it is to plug a show that I'm afraid it's 21 and over, I guess 19 and over in this town. But Sun Stereo, they've got a gig tonight over at Mike and Molly's. So if you're so inclined, you should check that out. This is Better Than Yesterday off their Give It Away album.
Hit the snooze, go back to bed. I throw the covers up over my head. No time for shower or shave. I'm rolling out the door. I lock away my dream for the day. Money spent to pay the rent. And all I can do is vent. It's alright, cause I feel better. Better than yesterday. I tie my shoes to ride the bus. I don't mind it all that much. He tips his hat, I wave. The driver of the bus for 35 years in the day. Sacrifice he had to save. He put his last kid to college in May. And he's always feeling better. Better than yesterday. Better than yesterday. Better than yesterday. Better than yesterday. I get to work, climb the stairs. I punch a clock, have a seat in my chair. Brew a pot too strong for the clock. The autopilot blind my smile, so I don't shine. Just a job, it ain't me. Do you believe everything that you see? And I'm always feeling better. Better than yesterday.
Welcome back. I don't know if you can even say like that was a break to welcome you back from. That was Sun Stereo's song, Better Than Yesterday. You can catch them tonight if you have nothing to do. If you have no idea what you're going to do this evening, go over to Mike and Molly's, listen to Sun Stereo out in their lovely beer garden. Have a beverage should you choose to, or keep it sober because that's cool too. Our guest again is Saskia Bakker, who's the founder
of Undercut Collective. So inappropriate. We're talking about high schoolers. This would be a good role model for the community.
I hope our listening audience is not strictly high schoolers, but
if the caliber is pretty low, don't go
to a football game. Don't go. Go do something else. There's so much more to do.
Before the break, we were talking a little bit about high school bands in the area, and you were describing some of the shows that you've put together through Undercut. So I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about your kind of scouting and selection process, because it sounds like you have a lot of power in this position. It's just kind of exciting, right? Like, I mean, it sounds like you get to find combinations of groups that really work well together. Mm-hmm. And so if you could kind of talk a little bit about your selection process and how you curate a show so that people get a kind of cohesive experience.
Yeah. So a lot of times people will contact me, but not a lot. Less than I wish, but sometimes people will contact me, and that's what happened with the most recent show, is all of the bands contacted me first, which is perfect, and the booking was, like, the least of my worries for that show, but then I decided to add a whole lot more to my plate, but we can talk about that later. But a lot of it is just hearing about bands, seeing them on posters, seeing them online, hearing about them from, like, Ryan Groff from Elsinore has been a big help, being like, oh, here's this band, email them. Here's this band, I put in a good word for you. So it's just a lot of emailing a ton of bands at once, seeing who responds. And yeah, that's it.
So your most recent event just took place this past weekend, correct?
Yeah.
At the Urbana? I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Tell us a bit about that. I want to hear about the venue. I want to know about the response and the bands that were there.
So I knew I wanted to do an outdoor show because I keep looking for new venues and new things to do because I don't want it to seem like the same show over and over again. And I haven't done an outdoor show, and this will be our second year of Undercut, so I was like, we should do something special. And that was right about when the building got torn down right in between, I think, the Collab and the guitar store in downtown Urbana. And at first it was like, was there a building there? And so there wasn't anything special. It's like, what are they going to do with it? But then, like, these murals started going up, and no one really knew what was going on. It's like, okay, there's this alleyway. Are people allowed to paint there? Like, I see some of Langston's work. That's cool. And there was, so it just filled up with art, and it'd become a favorite, like, spot for people to take pictures in. But no one, like, still no one really knew what was going on with it. So it's like, this is a perfect opportunity for Undercut to do something here outside in this really awesome space surrounded by local art. So I got in contact with Matt Cho, who owns the space, and he said that he had plans to turn it into some, like, beer garden sort of thing that will happen in, like, early August, late August. I don't really know. But I was like, okay, we need to get this Undercut show out of the way before, like, it turns into a bar. So
the constant struggle with CU to take advantage of what you can with spaces before they turn into bars, bar. Because it'll only take like 30 to 60 days before whatever place you're talking about turns into a bar.
Like, oh, I'd love to be drinking a beer. Right
they sprout like mushrooms.
Yeah. So it does seem like it's going to be a really cool place for concerts, but again, it's going to be so limited. So I was like, this is the perfect space. Let's, like, figure this out. So I talked to Matt Cho. We talked about the things that we need to, like, keep in mind with the space. And, we booked the show. And I was like, okay, we have music, we have art, we have Langston, I mean, not Langston, Marshall, who's actually Langston's brother, reading poetry. And I was like, I feel like we should have more. And I work at the farmer's market on Saturday mornings. So whenever I take my break, I wander around the farmer's market. And there was, this man set up with a little table and an umbrella and a typewriter. And it said, give me any prompt and I will write you a poem. So I think I gave him the prompt music. It's the first thing I came up with, but he wrote me a poem in like 5 minutes and It was really nice. It was a really nice poem. So I was like, how about you come to Undercut and people can give you prompts and you write poems. So then I had another aspect of the local. Nice. And then I was looking to be a very hot day. It turned out to be a very rainy day. but I also contacted the Pop Stop, which is they make artisan popsicles. So we had them come in too. To sell awesome. Popsicles. So we had the food, we had the poetry, the music, we had the art. We had,
No, I'm kind of bummed I missed it.
Yeah.
So what's next on the horizon for you? Do you have shows that you're thinking about, collaborations you're thinking about going forward?
So we are going to, Undercut Collective is going to collaborate a little bit with Pygmalion coming up. I don't know if details for that have been released yet, but look out for them. Our next show will probably be in October. That's kind of when we're estimating for it to be. So look out for details about the next show, too. I should probably start booking it.
Have you thought about venues yet?
I do want a new venue every time, but we are so limited. I'll probably go back to doing one at Error or somewhere else. I've done shows at both the old and the new Error space, at Indigo, in the alleyway, and in the back room of Flying Machine.
Mm-hmm. Those are about the only places I can think of that aren't bars. Right.
So
that's what I'm kind of curious. Do you have like a place like NCU that is like your dream place to like have an Undercut show?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there's like a place that's already set up as a music venue, but there are.
A dream in general for Undercut
would be to have my own music venue for Undercut shows specifically, but that would take a lot of money and a lot of work that I don't know if I have 3 more years here. There is this place right next to Urbana High School, and it used to be the Sunshine Grocery, and it's this little building in between a couple houses, and there's like the CU Potters Club in one half, and then the other half has been like empty. And so there have been some people like looking into buying it, but I don't really know what's happening with that. But it's the perfect size, and it would involve some work, but I thought it would be a super cool place to start something.
Right. So the owners of that building, get in touch with us.
So you were mentioning that you have just 3 more years here in this community. How do you plan to kind of like make sure that Undercut is maintained in the future? Do you plan to like pass it along?
So that has been a big worry of mine that I haven't really addressed yet, but I keep like bringing it up to myself, is what's going to happen when I graduate and when I know I'm going to go out of town for college. So when that happens, and I think it'll either just stop completely, which I don't want at all, because the whole point of Undercut is to kind of transform CU in general into having more local shows for kids. And So I think it might have to be passed down. That's kind of like the collective part of it too, is like, I might start training some people to do what I do and that are interested in it. But a lot of it is I'm going to have to just put a lot of faith in it because in them, because they'll have to, like, they'll have to put everything into it. Cause I mean, that's what I did. And that's when, so I don't know. It's a lot to ask of someone to take my position, mm-hmm. but I am looking into that because I want it to keep going and I want to keep it alive.
Nice. Well, Saskia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You've been listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is the website that you should be going to on a regular basis, because over there at SmilePolitely.com, you can find all sorts of things about what's going on locally, from arts, food and drink, music, news, culture, fascinating opinions, wonderful photography, the occasional video, splogging. Is a thing that happens over there at smilepolitely.com. Also, while you're on the internet, open up another tab and go to facebook.com/smilepolitelyradio and please give us a like. And after you've done that, go to facebook.com/undercutcollective and give them a like.
Yes.
And follow all the things that are going on over there. Also, stay tuned for Hip Hop Express coming up next. And to play us out, we've got a song from the band Dawes. This is Somewhere Along the Way, off of their recently released All Your Favorite Bands album. Have a great weekend. Get outside, but not for too long because it is sweaty out there. But have a good weekend nonetheless. Thanks for listening.
Premature farewells with a restlessness reserved for those who believe in themselves. She thought the world was hers, so she made sure it bent beneath her will. She was as new and as ancient as the solar panel hills. She was certain she could take this town by storm. The wonder of sound and light seeking a form. But somewhere along the way, the dots didn't all connect. The promise became regrets. Circumstance continued their tortured dance somewhere along the way. She was my lullaby, personified, my vision. Contacts were all broken.